The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading.
We're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Joining me today is Paul Drockton. Hey, Paul, you there?
I am.
Okay. And we still have Kerry. Kerry, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, you're going to have a keen sense of timing. I hear what you're saying, and I've heard this about 100,000 times. You know, what am I going to do? You know, as you said, hold on, Kerry, hold on. I'll give you as much time. Let me make my points here, okay? Kerry?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm listening.
All right. You're in a neighborhood. You said you're going to have cars in your driveway. The neighbors might even get a smell of food. I don't know what more it's going to take for people. If you think you're going to time this thing out, that you're going to be able to get property and take your time moving and make sure you got everything in the houses boarded up and doing whatever, if you have the means to do it, I would be doing it right now. I don't want to be in Round Rock, Texas. I really don't. Even though this is Texas full of good old boys, I don't want to be in Texas in a city. I'd much rather be out in some sandy scrub brush, tumbleweed infested, nobody is around, because at least I can see them coming. What this is going to turn into, and just revert back to my statements about human nature, it is a very thin veneer of civility. You are going to see people do things that you just thought weren't possible. My question to you, Kerry, is you let me know, because I don't know. And if you think you're going to have enough time to do everything that you need to in the middle of a damn chaotic situation, I hope your timing and your spidey sense is real, real good.
Well, I'm hoping my spidey sense is good. What do you think of, and I've heard other prognosticators, smart researchers like you and Paul, speak about the European Union. Well, do you think that will be the signal when countries start to basically turn to ashes, that when I should move? I do have a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
But it is 900 miles away. I can't stay here. The water table's too high in the summer.
Yeah.
I cannot live in a national park here.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have, you know, and my point is, I do have bags of silver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But first it's ammo, isn't it?
Well, first of all,
you're talking about investing in maple leaves. And you know, come on.
Come on, what? I don't know about you, but listen, Kerry. I bought my bullets. I've already got my stores of bullets. Nice thing about them is they don't go stale. They don't go bad. I bought it when everybody else was buying it back in the Clinton administration, where people had money and you could buy all the rounds that you wanted, cases. I've got cases. I was buying 50 cal rounds for a buck a piece, for God's sakes. Try touching them for less than $375, $475 a round now. This is all, my friend, this is all timing. I wish to, you know, I could prognosticate, I could whip out my crystal ball and say, you know what, Kerry, you need to clean up your act and be the hell out of town by September 3rd. I wished I could do that. You mentioned European Union. My friend, they just haven't made the declaration. Greece is cooked. Spain is cooked. Portugal is cooked. We're cooked. You just can't smell the burning bodies and the ashes. You can't see it and you can't smell it. It's already happening. It is already in progress.
But I do would like to respond to your point about...
Okay, hold on. I'll carry you over on the break. Hold on.
They came and took it all away.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, energy and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. We are back. Carrie, do you have any other comments or additions here?
Yes, regarding Argentina, I think there's a big difference between their population and ours during their economic collapse and hyperinflation. They're a predominantly Catholic, religious, high moral country.
No, they're not, dude. Nope, you're wrong. They're European where I was at, and I'm talking Uruguay. Most of the people who live in Uruguay are not from South America. They killed all the Indians down there. That's what they called them. And it's been settled by people from Spain, people from France, people from Germany. They're all European. As a matter of fact, there's quite a group of Australians there. So
kind of like South Africa.
Yeah.
Well, how about Argentina then? Weren't they mostly Catholic? There wasn't much violence that I heard of. You know, of course,
They basically. I just want to throw one thing in here in this conversation. I didn't see anybody bringing bullets into the kiosk to exchange FRNs or whatever they were down there, pesos. Right. So I didn't see bullets being exchanged for pesos. I think that's going to be the challenge. I think if you're getting to a barter economy, then one commodity is as good as another. You might as well save, I don't know. We could save honey. We could save sugar. We could save wheat, beets.
Buy bottles of cheap vodka.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, but I think we're veering here from my point is that we have a pretty violent, dumbed down society here, and when people realize that the U.S. dollar is no longer the reserve currency, and then certainly sometime after that, there will be a collapse, or maybe not.
No, you, Kerry, you keep vacillating and agonizing and saying there may be not. No, there is going to be, Kerry. Jeez,
okay, well,
Pete, there's nothing to keep this house of cards erect. There is nothing to keep it standing. The fundamentals have been wiped out.
And the bottom line is people might not need your bullets. I mean, you might go into a grocery store to get vegetables or to get milk, and you're going to walk in with a case of bullets. I'm going to walk in with silver. Guess which one's going to get what he wants?
Okay, Kerry, I appreciate your call. You sound like a reasonable man, but you're agonizing and vacillating here. And I don't know you. I don't think, have I ever spoken to you before?
No.
Okay. I want to assume that you're a good man and you want to see the best for yourself and your family.
I want to restore the Republic. I want to survive and restore the Republic.
Don't be a victim of the government turning on you, because it is happening. It is going to happen. That is one. I'm sorry. That is one thing that you have to get into your head, and then the rest will fall into place. You will make the necessary moves that you need to make to secure yourself and your family.
Well, thank you. And if everybody gets one of them, we will win this.
I'll tell you what. The real battle that's going on right now, and we still have a little bit of time, it's for the hearts and minds and the understanding of the American people. And what scares me the most, whether we be American or Argentinian or Germans or whatever, when push comes to shove and it is pure guttural survival mode for people, that thin veneer, as I said, strips away rather quickly. People will do whatever they have to survive, no matter where they're at on the planet. We're only divided by custom and language. Everything else is the same. Thanks for your call, Kerry.
Just one other thought there, John.
Yeah.
The murder rate in Uruguay is like three times that of the United States. And the Catholic Church lost whatever influence they had in that area. Most people, because of the, they don't permit divorce, they chose to live together, and that's been, the Catholic Church just doesn't have the influence down there they used to.
No, they don't. Let's keep moving here, because we got hung up on Kerry here. And folks, you know, if you were on hold before and you decided to hang up, well, that's fine. That's your choice. But as I did with Kerry, if the man is asking a question, I can guarantee you 100 other people are thinking the same doggone thing. Maybe you weren't today, but I guarantee you other people were. Rob in Minnesota. Hello, Rob.
Yeah, hi, John and Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I heard that guy call in about the Dow Code, and I also heard the same presentation. I'm someone who did sit and try to day trade the E-mini Dow for several years, and I went through just about every form of technical analysis that you can. They all work for certain periods of time or for certain streaks, but then they all lose. You know, it's and if you stay in it long enough, you're probably going to lose all your money. The only people making the money are the people that are giving the classes. Now, this guy...
Amen, brother. Amen.
This guy, he came out, and he is actually not selling anything on his website, but he made a really extraordinary claim. And yeah, he didn't go into it real deep, and it's kind of hard. If you haven't been a day trader, the whole presentation is going to be lost on you, because he's talking about the one-minute bars on the chart. Now, he doesn't tell us what data feed he's getting or whatever, and I'm probably getting ahead of myself there. But he's actually claiming that the programmers who are moving the market along are passing out the information, and they're hiding it in the one-minute bar. He says it's not on every one-minute bar. It's just that it will pop up, and it will show what that market will be as a high or a low and when it will happen. Now, if you believe that, I suppose I suppose they're going to pass the information along one way or another, because What we're dealing with is, you know, a roulette table at a less than reputable casino. You know, the roulette table is rigged. There isn't a government entity that owns these computers that the trades are going off on. These computers are owned by the same guys that are there to take your money.
That's exactly right. It is, and it's truly, Bob, or I'm sorry, Rob, let me clear my throat here for a second. This is a true insider's game. You don't see any of the big players losing, do you?
No. When you sign your form that you're going to trade with a brokerage house, you're in that form, it's telling you that they will probably be taking the other side of your trade, mm-hmm. because they know that you're going to be losing your money.
Yep.
When, you know, you're putting your trade on, and, you know, if you don't have stops in, you know, that are going to have your loss or your trigger your loss or your gain, well, you can do a stop without triggering your gain, but if you have one there without your loss, I did that a couple of times, and then they unplug the market from you.
That's
right.
They go
right through.
and who we're dealing with and who the master planners behind this is the banking. Everything is tied to the banking. These are the people that have perfected the biggest con game human beings have ever seen.
It's like Lucky Luciano said before they deported him back to Italy, he said he'd like to see Wall Street just once. And after they gave him the tour, they asked him, what are your comments? He said, geez, I joined the wrong gang.
All right. Hey, Rob, thanks for your call.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
Paul, this is what is amazing to me. How many hours have people been hearing about the banks? We've covered them inside and out, upside and down. We've popped them inside out. We've demonstrated, we've shown exactly what their system is and how they manipulate for their gain.
Mm-hmm.
And people just don't, I don't know. I think what's going on here is they're playing a waiting game, and they're hoping that something or someone or some mechanism or some grand plan is going to ride to the rescue, and they're not going to get totally wiped out. Yeah, they're going to go through some hard times, but we'll be back. After all, this is America. No, it is not.
John, one of the funniest cartoons I read, it's a Dilbert cartoon, and it's got a woman being followed by a cloud of doom, and it keeps striking her with lightning like every 5 minutes. And Dilbert's standing next to her. She gets struck by lightning, and she says, boy, I'm glad that's not going to happen again. And Dilbert goes, just the kind of woman I want, one without any pattern recognition.
My goodness. Anthony in California. Hello, Anthony.
Yes. Hi, John. Thanks
Hi.
For having me on.
Yeah.
I think I spoke with you before. I know this question sounds redundant, but I asked you before, how about the states form their own monetary system, you know, conglomerate of states?
Yeah, if you had governors that want to strike out and do something in the face of this chaotic situation, but it doesn't seem like they're inclined to do it.
What about people, you know, having forced the state governments to have a proposition in each state to have their own monetary system?
I think you're looking for a political solution where the politicians are controlled from the time they start into politics. I can tell you right now, I started in local politics in a city called Parma, Ohio, run by the mob. And I mean...
Parma?
Parma, Ohio.
With Goulardi?
Yes. How did you know that?
I used to watch him when I was a kid all the time, and Parma was one of his favorite places to pick on with all the people that wore the white socks. Did you wear white socks?
No, I'm actually no.
Okay. I get around, by the way.
It's all good. That's great. Well, you know, Parma is, it was controlled. As a matter of fact, Cuyahoga County has been brought up in the news as the most corrupt county. They get you when you come into politics. I had people offer me bags of cash if I would go along with your agenda. I said, screw you.
John?
But there's not everybody else is going to do that.
Hang on 1 second, Anthony. I got to take this break. I'll hold you over. We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
All right, we are back. Anthony, we got interrupted by break there. Go ahead with your comment or your question.
Yes, John, I've been trying to ask you, or trying to ask you, why can't the states, people pass petitions for a proposition to force the states, to force the state government and the state legislatures and the governors
Can I give you the short answer to this?
Okay.
There's no political will to do it. This is what I've been trying to drive into people's heads, is there is no more Ron Paul. Hope and Change left when he left.
Well, that has nothing to do with Ron Paul.
Hold on a second.
But it has nothing to do with Ron Paul.
Hold on a second, Anthony. Everybody, the point I was going to make is everybody got on board with Ron Paul because they saw that as a hope for a possible political solution, or at least a slowdown to the mad hattery we've been witnessing. Okay, there was a lot of volunteers. There was a lot of people that got actively involved in campaigning for this man. They did it on their own time using their own money. That is the last gasp for political will that you will see in this country. And what I have asked before, all the people, the Ron Paul people that figured out that politics is fixed, that they were going to vote for Hillary Clinton or, you know, throw a name into the hat. Where did these people go that are in all the states that could reorganize and start to put the pressure on their state houses and their legislature the way they should be. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just simply pointing out here.
In other words, you need people to do the legwork to do that, what you're trying to say.
Well, it starts with one person that has that idea within a state.
Okay.
I'm just
a family of one right now, so I don't have very many friends.
Okay, well...
And I figure the way my life is, because the VA, I'm a vet, they won't help me go back to work. They got me down as unemployable. And so, you know, I figure I don't have very many friends, so I'm living my life the best way I can.
No, I understand and appreciate that, but what we're addressing is the question
right.
as to why we don't have state banks or why we don't have mechanisms. And do you think that these governors of all of these states have not shown me anything at all? They have not shown me a will to protect the people of their own state, to serve that office of which they swore to uphold and defend the Constitution. So when you see the Fed violating the Constitution's 16 different ways from Sunday, and they are doing nothing, and they give lip service like Ricky Perry does while still putting in the Trans-Texas Corridor, you know, 10th Amendment. Come on.
Okay, well, you know, how do we fight these bankers then, like Iceland did?
Iceland, that's a, you know, I did a lot of research on Iceland. Iceland is it's an illusion. How does that sound?
What an they illusion? Did, oh, my God. They got rid of the bankers. That's
so
why
you're
they're on
they
the
know,
road of economic recovery.
Paul, explain yourself. Explain your reasoning.
Do they have a central bank still?
I don't think so.
Do they use
a
paper currency?
Don't they have a nationalized bank now?
So does the Bank of England. The Bank of England is nationalized. It means nothing. Nationalization is another. See, this is where you got to get below the surface of what they show you to the reality. The Bank of England was nationalized in the 1920s, and yet the Rothschilds are still the main beneficiary for the currency that runs through that bank. So what I go back to is, do they still have a paper currency? Iceland hasn't changed its currency. So who benefits by charging interest on that currency?
The new bank.
The bank. Exactly. So it's
oh,
the
God.
Same people. Same people, different facade. The reality
is like you just throw out the old bosses and welcome the new bosses.
Well,
right?
and you've slowed things down a little bit, and you put the little fear of God in a few people, and they'll be real careful, but they're still doing the same thing that they did before. I understand Paul's point. It's
well, anyway,
the fiat.
Anyway, John, I tried to suggest to AT&T UVerse, I got this plan. I know it has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but
yeah.
I try to, you know, we need to get the word out to people. And what I did with AT&T UVerse is that I recommended that, you know, I made a suggestion. I don't know if it's valid or good, but I said that they should try and get these independent networks like RBN, InfoWars, and all these alternative media onto their broadcast.
Not going to do it.
Why?
Why? Well, why would the bankers want to give you a gun and then hand you the bullets and help you load it to hold it to their head?
Okay.
Okay?
Well, yeah, well, they might as well just take a gun to my head, you know?
Well,
Anthony,
no.
Listen, I almost died of a blood clot several years ago, you know, I didn't know that I was taking, you know, high doses of Prozac laced with sodium fluoride, and I only learned this through Alex Jones. And, you know, I almost died. And I know that, you know, listening to Alex Jones, they tried to soft kill me.
Okay.
So, you know, they're not only doing this to me, but they're doing it to millions of other people.
By the way, Anthony, we have talked about fluoride in the water. We've talked about all the things that the great Mr. Alex Jones has talked about. We have 30-some people on this network. I think we've got that issue covered. Anthony, take care of yourself. We've got a break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Paul, before we go any further, you've got a Tuesday
Oh, man.
You know what? I don't know. What do we need to do? Do we need to surreptitiously go into people's minds? Do we have to control them? Can we beam a signal into their head to make them do the right thing?
Well, John, you know, I think this show today demonstrates that even in the Patriot movement, there's too many people that have too much faith in people that have continued to steal their stuff. I mean, that's what I saw today anyway, is that there's...
and I think it's the Twilight Zone. They're trying to peel away from that which is, that they know is no damn good, but now they're into what? They're into the Twilight Zone. They're into territory and stuff that they don't recognize, and they can't get their mind wrapped around it. You know, it's been said with death row prisoners, you know, if it weren't for the guards, I think I would have gone totally insane. Now, here's a guy that's locked up in a box, so that they're going to kill him, but at least he finds some comfort and solace in his keepers. You know?
Maybe Stockholm Syndrome explains it all. I got to tell you, this reminds me of, I go back to, you know, when I had that car accident, nearly killed me, and was plundered quite liberally by these psychopaths, and had to live on my food storage. And before I had to live on it, I sure thought I had a lot of food. But when it came down to actually using it, I saw just how ill-prepared I really was, John.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's... Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the things I promised I would do is get into numismatics. We talked about this. And when I look at numismatics, I'm looking for value. I'm looking for coins that are at least close to an ounce of gold, so you have the gold value. And then they're in high demand by collectors, so you can get some numismatic value. And there's two coins that I've found that are one-ounce coins that we can offer people. And they're in mint state, 62. We can offer them actually for $110 below the market, John, both coins. And that's the St. Gaudens Double Eagle, 1924 MS62, gold $20. And the 1904 MS62 gold $20 gold Liberties. We can offer both of those coins for $110 below market, so $2,090 each. And they both have a solid record of appreciation. They're both 0.9475 1 ounce of gold. And they're just a great value. Now, for those that can't afford the 1 ounce, we also offer half ounces. And that, of course, would be the gold Liberty and the gold Indian. $10 gold Indian, $10 gold Liberty. And, of course, we talked about maples on the show. We have those. We have eagles. When we get to silver, 90% silver coins. This is as low as we have ever sold 90% silver. $2,341 per 100 face.
Compared to latest prices, that is cheap.
Oh, yeah. That's dirt cheap.
Yeah.
And good luck beating it.
Yeah.
And supply is going to be an issue. Rounds, 100 for $32.50. Silver eagles, 100 for $33.95. Silver maples, 100 for $33.95. Morgans, 100 for $36.50. Peace dollars, 100 for $32.75. And I'll go over this again on my show, John, so people can hear it again.
Well, and of course, those rounds that you were offering, are they not Jackson rounds?
They are.
Ah. That's the one I designed, folks. You can own a little piece of posterity. You know, somebody asked me the other day, Paul, John, what motivates you? Why do you keep doing this? You know, I couldn't come up with a good answer. It's just that I am driven to do this. I know it is the right thing. And we've had other brokers that used to represent Republic Trading Group, and guess what a lot of those people did? They followed the brokers when they left this network.
Hmm.
But that does not support Republic Broadcasting, and what we're attempting to do here is to elucidate, educate the public. I've gone through hell and high water with this place.
Mm-hmm.
And when that person asked me that, I just looked at him, and I just kind of looked away and kind of chuckled a little bit. There's no sane reason for me to keep doing this. That must mean I am insane.
Well, I can tell you my motivation, and it's basically to beat the felon to expletive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I mean, I do this because, in my opinion, they made it personal, and therefore I do my best to make sure that as many people as possible see the options that they have. Not the ones that are presented to them, but the real options, which, at this point, precious metals.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Tony in Connecticut. Hello, Tony. Thanks for holding.
Hey, John. Hey, Paul. Enjoying your show as usual. I also enjoy your show on Tuesdays when you have Andy Hoffman and Paul Drockton on. And I was going to suggest maybe have a Keynesian guest, you know, to put into the mix. And I was going to suggest maybe a Ben Bernanke to join in with you.
Oh, boy. You know, meat grinder days, I don't think anybody of any worth that we'd want to target would ever come on this radio program.
I was only being, I was trying to be funny, John.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I knew that wouldn't happen. But on the collapse scenario, I was thinking that when they're ready to pull the plug, I think they're going to, you know, it's not going to just be organic. It's going to be followed by some other type of false flag. And so that they can blame it, you know, divert the blame from themselves.
Yeah. Well,
I was just
going to say, there's a story that I posted on republicbroadcasting.org, and this is Sarah Palin. And, you know, Palin, good, bad, or indifferent, she at least came out and spoke the truth. This was on the issue of about this sequestering. And she basically said, cut the drama, do your job. And she was quoted as saying that Americans are sick and tired of yet another ginned-up crisis. D.C. needs to grow up, get to work, and live within its means. Well, obviously that's not going to happen. But what she went into talking about is the collapse of this monetary system in this country. And she says, I know why. She said, we're going to default. I'm quoting her. We're going to default eventually, and that's why the feds are stockpiling bullets in the case of civil unrest. Now, it gets worse than that. Way worse than that. Right now, we've got DHS vehicles, about 2,800 of them. And they make the Humvees with the IED protection stuff that they tried to put on them to protect themselves from improvised explosive devices. These things make them look like little matchbox or crash toys. These things will absorb bombs. Okay, they are decked out. They call them special response vehicles. There's a reason why the DHS is purchasing fully automatic M16s. Forget that AR-15 story they put out. One of the stories that I saw mentioned select fire. Well, yeah, you get select fire in an M16. You can do a three-shot burst, or you can do single shots. They've bought billions of rounds of ammunition. The DHS now is in... possession of 2,800 of these special response vehicles. Going back to what Sarah Palin said, yeah, there's a reason why people are buying bullets and buying guns, but there's a reason why the DHS is doing it, putting on 500,000 people supposedly under the guise of being IRS and also Obama caseworkers, Obamacare caseworkers. No, they're fully expecting. This is why they tried to make the gun grab when they did. They're fully expecting the American public to say, you know, enough is enough. And damn it, I mean it. And here's my gun. I'm keeping it. You're not getting it. People had better wake up to what they're seeing right now. And you can hope against hope. You can hope that ain't true. You can hope the scenario that someday just somebody in the FedGov with a voice says, now why don't we just all relax a little bit? It's inevitable. They know it. And we know it. We're playing the waiting game. This is the Mexican standoff that you're seeing right now.
Just last thing, if this does collapse, I mean, I know it will, but when it does, wouldn't it stand to reason that people who are not prepared, which I would say is probably 90% or maybe more of the population,
maybe
they
more.
Don't have food?
Yep.
Maybe more. They don't have food. They don't probably don't have any water or food stocked. And then... You know, they're going to be weak, you know, after the shelves are empty. I mean, after about 30 days, I figure they're really going to look like zombies. They're going to be falling like flies. So wouldn't it stand to reason to just hold pat if you are prepared in your home with some neighbors and hold off these other people that are trying to steal your shit?
I get the heck out, man. You want to get away from the urban areas. You know, when you look at what you're talking about is rioting, it's going to happen, but I think it's going to hit the inner cities first because that's where you have your greatest dependency, and that's going to work its way out from there. So when you start seeing the inner cities falling apart, get the heck out. I mean, I don't plan on being around people, period, because, yeah, they'll want to take my stuff, and I don't want to shoot them.
Tony?
That's how I look at it.
Tony, that's capital S with a hit, by the way. We are syndicated, and we don't want our audiences subjected to that.
I'm so sorry,
John. We're having a conversation. A lot of people feel comfortable enough to converse with me like they would with me in person,
yeah.
And I understand that. All right, Tony, thanks for your call.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye. All right. You know, some of the stuff that you're seeing, I mean, just it's out of Orwellville. The sequestration, another Band-Aid while the U.S. economy is going down the hole. DV Kidd. I know DV, and she wrote a story about Representative Donna Edwards, and she says the GOP is forcing women to stay in their homes with their abusers because of sequester. Remember what you were told? Obama has been targeting what he feels politically is expedient, releasing illegals from jail, criminals. That's why they're in jail, okay? Mm-hmm. Many things that are being done are just political arm twisting here. Did everything shut down? No, it didn't. Because we all know whatever the government needs to borrow to keep the sham running for a day longer, they are going to do. This is what Donna Edwards, a Democrat out of Maryland, and how these people ever get into office. I know the reason why. Because they're not beat to death with a copy of the Constitution. I know that would take a lot of blows and a lot of energy, but you know what? That is the standard. But these people, and let's not leave the Republicans out of the loop either. This Representative Edwards said if the sequester goes into effect, women who are victims of domestic violence will be forced to stay in their homes with their abusers at the hands of the GOP. Now, Edwards said the $20 million in cuts will be made from the programs funded by the Violence Against Women's Act as a result of the sequester, according to the Justice Department. However, the Office on Violence Against Women operated on a budget of $412 million during fiscal year 2012 and has requested that same amount of funding for this fiscal year. And you know what? They're going to get it. A lot of these things are not going to be cut.
Heaven forbid, John. Yeah. Heaven forbid that a woman that's being abused would actually do something without the government telling her to.
And,
I mean, does the government have to tell her she's being abused? Do they have to go around and say, well, yeah, you're being abused. You need to leave now. I mean, that's what's so ludicrous about their arguments is that, like, we can't do anything without the government telling us.
Well, here's Maxine Waters. You know, and here's the fine woman that discovered the drug running into South Central L.A. and took the head of the CIA to task in a public forum. Of course, he never got back to her, and later he was replaced before he could. But we got wing nuts like Maxine Waters. She's warning 170 million jobs could be lost due to sequestration. Cut Mad Max's here's the deal, Comrade Waters. You're a member of the Democratic Socialist of America who should not be allowed to serve in Congress. Again, let me hold the standard high. It's called the Constitution, you idiot. You give well-educated black people a bad name, lady.
We got 400 million people in the United States, so 170 of them are going to die because we're going to cut $800 billion from a $3.5 trillion budget. In other words, we're not going to give it a raise this year.
Yeah. And the cuts... There are no real cuts taking place. This government is not going to do a damn thing. Here's a clue for you, Buckwheat. Where was the budget from 2008 until 2012? Do you have a budget this year? Are you going to see one for the next 4 years? No, you're not. You're not going to see squat out of this administration. Because you know what they know? They don't have to offer a budget. Because this is changing, it's a dynamic scenario, it changes day to day. We're just going to go into emergency mode and the government will fund what it feels is necessary. Do you know what Obama did today? Signed an executive order for the continuation of the emergency powers. It was about Somalia. Somalia? I saw this with my own eyes being read in Congress today because of the ongoing threat to the political stability and the sanctity of America, we will continue. President Obama has signed off on another emergency order, continuing that order that started in 2003. Really? Somalian pirates are now a problem and a threat to the United States? They've got to do it, Paul. They're going to keep doing what they have been doing. The American people, though, are starting to catch up. And hopefully we got a half of this population that's just pissed off, sitting there with their AR-15s, with their fingers on the trigger going, you know what, we've had quite enough. What should be happening right now in response to the guy in California, the governors right now should be talking with each other to put this rabid dog down called the federal government. Put it down and bury it the way it should be buried. That's what they should be talking about right now. Because it threatens the existence of every man, woman, and child in this country and elsewhere on the planet. Let's not forget our foreign policy, where it's okay to kill tens and hundreds of thousands of people. It's no big deal. Seriously? I am so pissed off, Mr. Drockton, I don't know whether to go blind, get drunk, give up the business of radio, or trying to wind my electric wristwatch. I don't know.
I appreciate your anger, my friend. And to be honest with you, it's just sad that 90% of this country doesn't feel that way right now. That's where the real tragedy is.
Well, they're still sitting there listening to the Glenn Becks and his counterpart, the Alex Jones. You know, I mean, where's the solutions? We know what has to be done. How do we get there? How do we get there? I've spelled it out on this program. It doesn't help unless I'm talking to 50% of the people. Oh, that's right. Gee, Alex, I've got 160 radio stations. I have you beat. You know, here's a race to the bottom. Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, take your pick.
Jeez. Well, the reality is that it's an individual solution. I mean, society will be corrected when individuals make individual corrections. The problem we have is there's too many individuals that have deferred their decision-making powers to the federal government or to some other person that has authority. I mean, we become a nation of technocrats and experts that tell us what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and who to listen to. That's the sad reality, except for this network. I mean,
you know, Alex Jones was recently, engineer here today told me, when was he on the Young Turks? How long ago? 4 or 5 months ago? And they challenged him on his 150 radio stations, which is a damn lie. And it's unfortunate because you know what? If Alex Jones had 150 radio stations, I would give him this network. You heard me correctly. If that man had 150 radio stations and he's somebody I could trust, I would give him this network. He could bring up all the talk show hosts he wanted to. He could drill into these people's heads what needs to be said. But that ain't going to happen because I'm dealing with somebody that's delusional that has believed their own creation in their own mind. The Young Turks took him on and challenged him. He said, you don't have 150 radio stations. We got a bigger audience than what you do. I'm tired of the BS. It is time that we all get very serious. I don't have 50 people working for me. I'm not in a 16,000 square foot facility. I'm not burning through money like it's going out of style. We do these two Tuesday programs with Paul Drockton and Andy Hoffman and Gerald Celente. We do these programs on Tuesdays to let you know what is going on in the markets, what's going on with the economy. And it doesn't help. As I said earlier, you laughed about it. I don't think it's that funny, Paul. But it does. I guess it does deserve a little chuckle. People that have dealt with other brokers for this network have mm-hmm. since left and followed them. They're supporting nothing. We're trying to support a network. We need the funds. We're supporting that which has not been corrupted.
And they're not getting that good of a deal anyway. So, I mean, the thing we do, we are extremely competitive on is price. So, I mean, I don't see the value. I don't
either. John in Alberta, let me get through these calls. I don't want to leave anybody hanging here today. Hello, John.
Hi, John. Hi, Paul.
Hey.
I totally agree with you. Yeah, we have to kill the rabid government, and that's not just the U.S. This is around the world.
And let me ask you, John, what do you see as the cancer that has infected all of these governments?
Well, it's the collusion of a governing body with commerce or banking or whatever you want to call it.
Banking and commerce, it's inextricably tied.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But that's not what I wanted to call. I actually wanted to quiz Paul about central banks. Like Canada has a central bank, uh-huh. and the government doesn't borrow from it. It's nationalized, of uh-huh. course, and they don't borrow from it. They go into the open market and they borrow at an interest rate.
Uh-huh.
Why do they do that? They've got the people and the resources to have whatever money they require to do something.
Does Canada have a balanced budget? I'm just curious. I don't know much about their budget.
I'm sorry?
Do they have a balanced budget up there?
No. Yeah. Not since they quit borrowing from the Canadian Central Bank. It's gone up like a hockey stick. It's like a straight up.
See, when you talk national...
The national debt here mm-hmm. is the consequence of borrowing in the open market. When they had the resources and the people of Canada to support it. But they didn't. It happened in 1970-something. I think it was under that communist Trudeau that mm-hmm. it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like they started to borrow in, you know, like from New York or London or whatever.
Well, I could take it back further than that. I mean, we got to go back to the Commonwealth concept. And, you know, if you understand what the goal of the British Empire was, there's a philosophy called mercantilism
yes.
that you won't hear about anymore, and that simply means the colonies exist for the benefit of the mother country. That's mercantilism.
Yeah,
I understand that concept.
Yeah. All right. John, I appreciate your call. Let me squeeze one more in here, and then we'll wrap up today's edition of the National Intel Report. I'm on edge. Can you tell?
I wouldn't mess with you.
Danny in South Carolina. Hello, Danny.
Hey, guys. I'm so glad to hear you on the air tonight. I just want to ask one quick question, and that is, how close do you think we're getting to the day when we can actually talk about Zionism on a public forum?
When we throw the Zionist out?
When what freezes over, there's a
yeah.
special place that they're going to end up that when that place freezes over, I think we'll be free to talk about that subject.
Yeah, what did Voltaire say about it? You can't criticize those that are in power because those are the ones that are going to try to shut you up? Yeah.
I'm just a little bit perturbed because they're making this push now to give Israel some kind of special status, strategic ally or something.
Oh, gosh.
So
I got
that
a
they.
For you. How do they segregate Palestinians on their buses and get away with that? Rosa Parks, where are you? That's what I want to know.
How did the Israelis get away with stealing all the Palestinians' land?
Well, there are those of us who believe that they haven't gotten away with it quite yet.
Not yet.
But anyway, that was my question, so you answered it, so I won't. I won't go any further.
All right.
Dan, we're running out of time anyway. Thank you so much.
Appreciate your input. And speaking of time, there's the bump. Paul Drockton, 800-691-7898. Folks, we can't force you to do what we know is in your best interest. That decision you have to arrive at yourself. But once you do, make that call to Mr. Drockton, 800-691-7898. Paul, we'll do it again next Tuesday, and next Tuesday I will have Andy Hoffman on with us.
Sounds good, John. Thanks for having me with you today.
All right, I'll tell you what, it's been therapeutic for me. I feel so much better now. Nothing has changed in the world, but I feel better. Doesn't that make us all feel a little bit good? At any rate, thank you all for being here today. Thank you, Mr. Drockton. We'll see you tomorrow. By the way, I've got a special guest tomorrow that you're going to want to tune in and hear.
Now,